the believer and sin. The believer and sin. When we come to Christ, we're justified, our sins judicially are taken away, the righteousness of Christ is put to the believer's account, our debts were laid upon Christ at Calvary, and we are free from the guilt of sin. We'll never be judged as regards our eternal welfare. But of course, when we're saved, we are children of the Father, and we can have fellowship with the Father. But the sins of a Christian break that enjoyment of fellowship. And when we sin, and you think of people that are just saved with the joy of salvation, then they realize they sinned. Do I need to get saved again? No. We come and we confess our sins, and the fellowship is back again with our Father. Believer doesn't lose his salvation when he sins. Of course, that's not excusing or belittling a sin in any way. But it's now in a different relationship. But we still need forgiveness. That's why there's often confusion. And the Christians say, well, if all my sins are forgiven, why do I need to pray for forgiveness? Well, because you're confusing two issues as regards the guilt and the punishment. Our sins were laid upon Christ. But as regards walking with the Lord, just as a child and parent relationship, the fellowship can be strained until things are made right. Well, then that's the basis of which the Christian is now with the Lord. And that brings it out in 1 John chapter 1. You'll see in verse 3, 1 John 1, that the theme is fellowship. That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with the Son, Jesus Christ. So he's speaking to those who are believers, whose sins judicially have been taken away. All right? And then in verse 6, if we say we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. In other words, if we're living in deliberate sin, we're not enjoying fellowship. Verse 7, but if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with the other, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth. And it is the idea of keeps on cleansing us from all sin. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, and you see the little word our, I know we use this in the gospel, but as two believers, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar and his word is not in us. Chapter 2, verse 1, my little children, these things write I unto you that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. Again, that is written to believers, because unbelievers don't have an advocate with the Father. It's only Christians, only believers. But he's writing to Christians and saying, not we ought not to sin, but we do. But the forgiveness of sins in that passage has to do with fellowship. With fellowship, not with our salvation. Well, let's go back to Matthew chapter 6. To the part of the Lord's Prayer, and of course you know what part it is we're coming to. In Matthew chapter 6, and we go down this prayer, we're told in verse 9 of Matthew 6, after this manner, therefore pray ye, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And then 2 weeks ago we looked at this petition. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Verse 12 is the text. And forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And you know that over in Luke 11, it's a different occasion when the Lord gave the words to Luke 11, and there's one or two words different. The translation there has, forgive us our trespasses, our trespasses. And there is that well-known story, I think I told it a few weeks ago, of two churches in America in the one town, and their numbers were dropping. They wanted to amalgamate, but one were used, as some churches would, to stand in the service and repeat the Lord's Prayer, but one would always repeat it, forgive us our trespasses. The other group
all they always prayed, forgive us our debts. And they were arguing which one should we use, and they couldn't agree. So one church went back to their debts and the other one back to their trespasses. And they couldn't agree. Well, the word used here is debts. It's interesting, by the way, there are six actual petitions. When you know, thy will be done, thy kingdom come, hallowed be thy name, and so on there. There's the three regarding God's purpose, the Father's purpose. For him, we're praying for the Father to be glorified, his name to be hallowed, his kingdom to come, his will be done. So there are three petitions about the Father, and then there are three petitions about the family. About the family, about the family's provision. Give us this day our daily bread. About the family's pardon, because that's what we need continually, pardon for our sins. And then you have for the family's protection, deliver us from evil. And so, but when we think about the three, and we're in the middle one now, for provision, for pardon, for protection, they're prayed, having already prayed the first three. What I mean by that is, we ask for believers to be have the provision met, for the pardon to be enjoyed, for protection to be ours, so that we may glorify God, and his name would be hallowed, and his kingdom would come, and his will would be done. That's the purpose of the prayer. And we need to keep in mind that's why we're asking. This is a tremendous prayer. We could think so much about it. These petitions come after we've prayed for God's glory to be magnified, and we need to keep that in mind. But what verse 12 is saying, and you have it there in front of you, it's reminding us that we do sin. It reminds us we sin daily, because the verse before talks about give us our daily bread. So certainly the implication there is we need to continually pray this prayer.